Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's some news about the pandemic. It looks like the CDC is changing its recommendation for how long you should quarantine.
It could go from the current 14 days to between 7 and 10 days.
Yep, this isn't based on science. It's just that there's nothing left to binge on Netflix.
It's Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday!
It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. If you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, what are you waiting for? You're almost out of time.
It's happening today?
What's happening today?
Cyber Monday.
I love shopping from the convenience of my own home.
From the comfort of your own home.
It's like it's Black Friday. Black
Friday. On Monday.
And it's online.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
Now shop, friends. Shop!
That's right!
Cyber Monday. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is Cyber Monday, November 30th, 2020. This is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. We're all back, guys.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Good to see you all.
You too.
Except for Lance, who I can't see right now.
That's okay.
But I assume you look great. How's everybody doing?
No, don't make that assumption.
Okay, fair enough. Send some pictures. It is Cyber Monday. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm going to hop online and see if I can find a Nintendo Switch because they are sold out everywhere.
Oh, really? Already? Because I saw, like, for Black Friday, they were really, like, Target and Walmart. We got them. I guess they're gone.
They had them on Wednesday night for about 5 seconds.
Wow.
Ryan went right when they went on sale, I guess. I don't understand how these things work. But at 7 o'clock, gone. And then it was you're in a queue for 7:15. You're in a queue for 7:30. All he did was sit there that night and refresh his phone.
Mm. Is there a new one? A new Nintendo Switch out? Is that the deal?
Apparently it's just like the... did they lower the price a little, Kevin?
No, I think it's still about the same. I think the thing was, during the pandemic, a lot of people moved to buying video games, and the Switch was one of the most popular consoles, so it sold out then and then came back. Yeah.
Adults and parents can play it. Now, there's a handheld one that looks like a phone with two little controllers, but like if you want the one that you can play on your TV... And it is. It's like you can play old school Mario games with your kids.
And it's both, by the way. So when you buy it, you get the ability to hook it up to your TV and then take it with you as a handheld game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Switch.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Hence the name.
Okay, now it all makes
sense. All right, I'm sold. I will
good luck. Can you drive to Baldwin right now and get me one?
Sure.
I think there's one in stock.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I didn't realize that was the big thing. Yeah. I thought it was all this PS5 business.
Probably that too, but...
Okay. Well, now we know. I wonder if Cyber Monday, not as big of a deal, since so many of these cyber deals have started throughout the weekend with Black Friday, at least retail shopping in person not being as much of a thing, if that'll chill out today a little bit online.
Yeah, I think it's already started, but I don't know that it'll slow down.
It'll still be pretty intense.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you guys going to be doing some shopping today?
No.
No, I'm kind of like Jen. I'm pretty much almost finished.
Really?
Did a lot of it over the holiday.
Good for
over
you.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, I've got a lot to do. You get to a point too where you're just like, well, maybe that person's not getting a present. You know,
right.
You get the important ones. My list always starts very late. These are all the people I need to shop for, and then it's like, well, these are the people I really need to shop for.
They got a present last year.
Yeah, right. I'll get them next year. It'll be fine.
COVID.
Right.
We are all back. It's going to be a fun one today. Good stuff coming up. It's Monday. So, Bonafide or Bogus, we're going to still play Pick Your Present.
Oh,
still going on. Still great stuff on the board. That'll happen at 620, 720, 820, 920. If you need a quick refresher, Y98.com. Download the game board. If you can make a match, hopefully you've been playing along, you get that prize. That's all courtesy of West County Center. And just for being caller 20, you get a whole bunch of money in Missouri Lottery scratch-off tickets. So that's good, too. Anyway, lots of fun coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'm sure we've all got adventures to tell from this last week. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at your weather right now. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Partly sunny, windy, and colder today. I felt that this morning. High of just 30. 6, clear and cold tonight.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Think where you were in 2004. All right.
Yeah.
Because it was
playing at open mics in Mexican restaurants.
Okay. Were you watching television during the
that whole
time?
Year? Yeah, I watched a little TV.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the. Okay, you teased a winning streak coming to an end.
Yep, 16 years ago.
Ken Jennings.
It is Ken Jennings. Can you believe that was 16 years ago? Here's how it all went down.
Most of this firm's 70,000 seasonal white-collar employees work only 4 months a year. What is H&R Block? You're right. And his final response was... FedEx, his wager was... 5601. He winds up in second place with 87.99. And Nancy Zerb, congratulations, you are indeed... a giant killer.
Oh, good old Nancy Zerg.
Yeah, I know. I don't think she lasted like just maybe a game or two, and that was it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and now he's going to be the interim for Alex, correct?
As they're going to have a rotating bunch of guest hosts, but he's going to be the first one to guest host.
Because
he might do the whole thing. I don't know.
I still like, you know, LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow. I think that's a great choice.
I agree.
But, you know, I mean, hey, I also think that it'd be kind of cool to have the rotating panel of different hosts. So, yeah. So that happened 16 years ago on this day, the dethroning of one Ken Jennings, who then went on to become the greatest ever when he beat James Holzhauer here in the Tournament of Champions they had here this past year.
Man. Oh, it's exciting stuff.
Also on this day, this is the day back in 1982 when someone released their sixth album that is still the second best-selling album of all time.
Thriller?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
You said his sixth album? Did that include Jackson 5 albums?
Yeah, that's weird because I didn't think it was that many either.
Right.
You know, I mean, I remember Off the Wall.
Off the Wall, that's all I remember.
Yeah, but I guess they are including that in that write-up because, yeah, still the second best-selling album ever. It's weird, too, because, you know, Thriller, that's Halloween music. I don't really associate that with, you know, the holidays at
no,
this time.
No, it's played all year.
Yeah.
I agree. My wife brought that up recently, too. It's like, that's Halloween music. It's like, not necessarily. I mean, I get the association, but right. I don't think it's exclusive to
yeah,
that.
I think it's so good it transcends just being Halloween.
Well, let's talk about holiday music, because 43 years ago, on this day in 1977, an unexpected duo created a Christmas classic. If I give you one of the names,
Bing Crosby
and David Bowie.
I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too.
Yeah, it was Bing Crosby's Christmas special.
David, it's not that good.
Yeah, but I think
those guys are both good. The song is good, but it feels awkward. They're both a little uncomfortable, and the Bowie's improvising does nothing for me.
Yeah, and
I think people are just obsessed with like it's Bing Crosby and it's got to be good. It's not. But whatever.
And it's also like one of Bing's final performances.
Oh,
because he died shortly later on in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
What year was that? 77?
77, yes.
Yeah, actually, by the time that aired on TV, he had already died. He died in October.
That really? Oh, yeah. Then, don't you think?
Wow.
Now I'm the jerk.
Yeah, way to go.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're giving him a heads up.
Yeah.
But there was something about how Bing Crosby didn't want to be with
David Bowie.
David Bowie,
right.
On that song,
yeah.
too.
Which I think is why it has become the Christmas classic it has become. And those are all things that happened on this day, November 30th. And Lance has
He didn't want to watch it. He checked out before it even aired. That's how much.
Wow. Wow.
Lance Damn. Coming up next.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Darth Vader has died at the age of 85. Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Enjoy free enrollment on any membership level in November. Actor David Prowse, who played Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy, has died after battling dementia and prostate cancer. The tributes pouring in. Mark Hamill said that he was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader. Now, while David Prowse played Darth Vader, famously voiced by James Earl Jones, and we actually have audio of the two, right, Kevin?
Yeah. You know, David Prowse was just a big, strong guy, but he originally had thought he was going to be Darth Vader. He was the voice in everything.
He didn't know until they did it already.
So here, you know, he did all the lines. Here's just a take. Here's David Prowse as Darth Vader.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
But we know it better when it comes from James Earl Jones.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take it away.
Play David Prowse again. He sounds like he should be on The Crown.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Yeah, he sounds like Prince Philip.
Yeah, you know, and the story is when he went to the Hollywood premiere, he was like, "That's not me."
Wow.
He had no idea. But
yeah.
But wow.
And poor James Earl Jones had to shoot the whole thing, and then they took his body out, so they were both
disappointment. All
I didn't realize, honestly, that he was still alive.
Yeah, I think because a lot of the original members have died in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
C-3PO died.
No, he's still no, Anthony Daniels still alive. Kenny Baker, R2-D2 has passed away. Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca passed away.
Yeah. Let's move on to Saved by the Bell. The Peacock streaming service has had to apologize. Apparently, they thought it was okay to make a joke about Selena Gomez's kidney transplant during the show.
What?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. There was a scene where these kids, I guess it's the whole idea is that they're Selena Gomez super fans, so they're arguing over who gave her a kidney. If you remember, Selena Gomez had a kidney transplant, and they're like, no, it was Bieber, or it was whatever. And there's nothing, you know, terribly, I guess the idea is that's just not something that you should joke about. People are like, that was a weird thing to just kind of put in there. That's not cool for Selena. But it wasn't.
It wasn't malicious.
It was, it was just sort of like, what was it worth the joke? Was even bringing that up and whatever worth the laugh you got out of it, which was not really one. So I don't know. You know, it wasn't this horrible where they're like, that idiot had to get a kidney transplant, but it was also just strange. I don't know.
Yeah, Peacock and NBC Universal have made a donation to the Selena Gomez Fund for Lupus Research at USC.
And apparently it was like a running joke. Like it came up again later in the
episode. Oh, jeez. Wow. They called back to it?
It was written, there was like a scene on the graffiti in the background. It said, did Selena even have a kidney or something? So like very strange.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Like we said, not helping Peacock's case that nobody has it and no one's really in any rush to get it. The streaming service, that is. Hugh Grant talks about his 7-year hiatus from movies. He said Hollywood gave up on him. You were also going through kind of a slime bag time in your life.
Oh, no. That was way before he sat out. Slime bag time in his life was so long ago. Are you talking about what's her name?
Divine Brown?
Yeah. He was doing stuff for a long time after
Well,
that.
No. I mean, he was with Elizabeth Hurley, and then they split. And then he, like, was just with lots of young... Well, I think now he's married, but he was, like, creeping around with lots of young girls.
Hmm. Like, and Hollywood is not having that.
No, but he showed up at some college and was, like, at some sorority party with a bunch of 20-year-old girls, and he's, like, he's too old for it.
Hmm.
I don't know. He said that, Hollywood gave up on him because he had made a terrible film with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the Morgans?
Oh, yeah.
And then he said he kind of lost everything after that. But now he says he's fine. He's gotten a better attitude. You know, he had a lot of success with Peter Rabbit. No, not Peter Rabbit.
You Paddington.
Know Paddington Bear. And it got good reviews. So he's fine. He's doing just fine.
He was so good in that Guy Ritchie movie, The Gentleman, I think it is. Whew. He's like unrecognizable. He's so good.
You know what else he was good in? Love Actually. Check it out. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online.
Here we go.
Since we didn't travel anywhere for Thanksgiving, I got to finish the Queen's Gambit and watch two concerts. It's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. I finished the Queen's Gambit yesterday, and oh my gosh, if you have not started watching it, it is so, so good.
Would I like it?
Yes. So I didn't want to look anything up until I finished watching it, and then I started Googling because I wanted to know the more about the actress who is the head, Beth, the head of the story, and a couple other people. I wanted to know about Towns, which, if you've seen The Queen's Gambit, you know what I'm talking about. I wanted to know if he was anything else. And as I'm searching, there's this guy who is like her chess equal in the U.S. And he played the little kid in Love Actually, Kev.
Oh, really?
He plays Liam Neeson's son.
Yeah,
in
he's
that
in Game of Thrones, too.
Yeah, in Game of Thrones. He's been in a ton of stuff, but he was unrecognizable in this
film. Okay, so what's the backstory with this Queen's Gambit? It's about chess like in the late 50s and women aren't allowed to play or something to that effect?
50s, 60s, this girl is an orphan. She is a genius. At the orphanage, the janitor teaches her how to play chess. She gets adopted and she becomes this chess phenom. Travels the world, goes to the USSR to take on like the number one guy in chess.
This is not a true story, correct?
It is not.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Because it's pretty amazing. And people are saying this could be like, I don't know if it'll get a second season, but this could just be a one-off miniseries. And it's so great. But as I'm looking up the actress who plays Beth, she was in a little show you two have heard of called Peaky Blinders.
I thought she
was in everything.
Yeah.
She's in, what's the M. Night Shyamalan movie? She's
yes.
in a ton of stuff.
Yes. But I guess I just didn't... I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that the one guy was...
The kid from Love Actually. Yeah.
So her name is Anya Taylor-Joy. She's beautiful, by the way. Oh, my gosh. Just like... just very unique features. And she's smart in this show. I mean, it's just... A great one.
How many episodes?
Seven.
Well, that's not in about an hour each.
Yeah. And then we watched Taylor Swift's Folklore concert on Disney Plus, and we watched the Dua Lipa concert on Friday night, which was also awesome. She rented out this huge warehouse and just put on a concert with a bunch of people.
Man, I watched the Taylor Swift thing. It was great. We put it on like, hey, we'll just put it on. It was awesome.
Yes.
She's so good.
I know.
And it's such a cool, they're like, you know, deep in New York in this like farm studio thing. And it's her and the guys that she wrote the record with. And
yeah.
She wrote the record kind of remotely, like they weren't in a room. But then they got together and they played the songs for the first time. And they're mm-hmm. telling the stories and all. And I got way on board.
Oh, it was so great. So, so great. I want to stay at that studio. What is it? Lake Pond Studios? They could rent that place out. They'd make $1 million right now.
You
what
just
else
bring
you
your
do?
Violin and just lay down a...
Oh, you better stop.
Jen Meyer solo album.
What else did you watch besides Taylor Swift?
I watched a few movies I just wanted to see. I watched that Harley Quinn Birds of Prey movie.
Yeah,
any good?
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. It was good. I liked it. It got me excited for that next Suicide Squad that's coming out. And then I watched that Murder Mystery with Jennifer Aniston and
it's
Adam
so
Sandler.
It's so good.
So funny.
Yes.
So fun.
Really?
Loved
agree.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for kids?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, all right.
Teens?
No, your kids will be fine.
They've heard all those words already.
Yeah. Right. It's fine. There's just a few choice words. But yeah, it was good.
Hey, and Taylor Swift cursed a bunch in her thing.
100% she did. I mean, first line of the album, she's cursing. Oof. It's a whole new Taylor. And then caught up on Mandalorian, which it's blowing my mind.
So good.
They're doing good things.
They named the baby.
I know. We can talk about that in Schmig at 8:30.
Freaks me out. What are you guys watching? What new stuff did you watch this weekend? Send us a text. 314-531-98. Memories bring back. Memories bring back Did some Christmas decorating this weekend. I think we all did to some extent. That was Maroon 5. This is The Wake Up on Y98. Emma and I, my fiance and I, went and we got a tree. We got a real tree. I got my fake one from the apartment, which I put up first, right? Put that in the living room. And fake trees, very easy to decorate.
Yes.
No big deal. I've done that the last few years. Real trees, much trickier. We went to the Kirkwood Farmers Market. Which was a great time. Looked at trees, realized we did not know what anyone was looking for. That's a tough. I don't know what to look for. They're all in the they're all wrapped up, and you're just kind of hoping for the best.
Oh, were they wrapped up when you were there?
Yeah, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them. But we got a good one. We thought about bringing in some consultants, but we did. I think we did okay. We brought it home, supported local, which I'm glad we went there and supported local, because later that day I was at Home Depot and those trees are much, much cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So glad we made the noble choice first, because I saw what I could have spent on a tree. But you got to support local, right, guys? And got the tree, got it in there. Set it up. We did okay. We didn't knock anything over or anything. It was just the two of us. We did videotape it, but no, you can't see that.
You didn't decorate right away though. You let the branches fall.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And then later that night kind of started decorating with a process. It turns out I've got a gift for Christmas decorations.
You do?
Yeah.
In what way?
I don't know. I bring things together.
The magic touch.
Listen to what I did. The bottom of the tree, some of the branches were a little bit, they needed some work. So I cut them off and then I took them and I put them on the mantle with a few ornaments across them.
Wow.
And it looks great.
You really produced the heck out of Christmas at your house, it sounds like.
Everybody is talking about it. But yeah, we did. So we did the real tree thing and got all Christmassy, and we're playing Ray Conniff Christmas records that Lance gifted me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last year we were rocking those, made some hot chocolate, did the whole thing, and feeling great about Christmas.
So great.
Did all your lights work?
On the tree?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because I thought, oh, great. You know, we put our tree up right after Thanksgiving. It's ready to go. Got the lights. It looks nice. Everything's wonderful. And all of a sudden, one of the strands, half of it doesn't light.
Oh, ooh. No.
And you're like, looks like we're restringing the tree.
Wait. Is yours already is it a pre-lit artificial
tree? No. It used to be a pre-lit tree until I cut the lights off years ago.
You cut them off?
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm like, this is a great tree, or so I thought. But after I cut the lights off, over the years, the tree sheds like tons and tons. Just ridiculous. Yeah.
The fake ones?
Even the fake ones.
No, and this thing is just never shed.
Yeah, this
one
is
what you're doing.
It's time to get a new tree. So we bought a new tree that we'll have for next year.
Nice.
Yeah. You're not putting it up this year?
No. Because the other one's already up.
Why wouldn't you buy it, especially you who loves a deal, why wouldn't you buy it right after Christmas and probably get a great deal on that fake tree?
Because, you know, Sarah had some Kohl's cash.
And you went for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Real trees,
I have so much more respect for my mother. Real trees, not only a lot of work with the watering and the needles and stuff, but hard to decorate, too. A fake tree, that'll hold any kind of ornaments anything you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, if you're like me and you've got a wide variety of ornaments, let's say your old Pez dispensers have been transformed into ornaments.
Oh,
let's
Lord.
Say you just got some in Omaha. Let's say you've got a whole ton. It's hard to keep them on those branches.
Yeah. It's like our tree is pretty bare in terms of ornaments because it's a beautiful tree. Perfectly asymmetrical. I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous tree. But I can't. I have to string an ornament on like 7 branches for a total.
Really?
They're just. I mean, they're not as strong as real thick wire from your artificial tree. And for years, we bought ornaments that worked on that one.
Right.
I need lighter ornaments, too. Ryan put the Christmas lights up because it was a good weekend, you know, nice and warm. Put the Christmas lights up, and then yesterday just really rounded it out. Our Christmas inflatables are up.
Ooh. Oh, man. I don't think we're going to be those people. No offense.
Listen.
How many do you have up?
I wasn't that person, but then I went through, you know, a lot 1 year over December, and so I bought one. And then our neighbors think it's really hilarious to just randomly put them in our yard. So last year we got a wiener dog in a Santa costume, and we also got Santa's butt on fire going down the chimney, and then a reindeer's using a fire extinguisher to put it out.
That's classy. I'm not sure I'd have bought in Glendale had I seen that last year.
Vintage tea, brand new phone. The car is taking, so say, all you have to do is hey.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Jimmy. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement, and the three of you weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yeah. Yes.
It is Cyber Monday, so today's topic, gadgets.
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's see how much you know. Up first, bonafide or bogus, the original PlayStation retailed for $799 when it first hit stores in 1995.
Oh, that seems too high.
Gosh.
I'm going to say bogus.
Yeah, that does seem way too high. I'll agree, bogus.
I'll say bonafide.
It is bogus.
Oop. Bogus.
Thank you, Kevin. It was $299 when it first came out. Adjusted for inflation, however, that is just over $500 today, or roughly what a PS5 costs if you can find one. Up next, bonafide or bogus, the term VCR stands for video cassette recorder.
Bonafide.
Yeah, bonafide.
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 Bonafide!
You guys are so smart. The first one that played VHS tapes made its U.S. debut in 1977. Bonus points, VHS stands for?
Video Home System?
That is correct.
Hey. Oh, nice. Bonafide!
Kevin wins. Up next, bonafide or bogus? When it first hit the U.S., Sony's Walkman was called the Soundabout.
Wait, say that again?
When it first hit the U.S., Sony's Walkman was called the Soundabout.
Bogus.
I think that's
the Walkman.
I think
right?
That's believable. I'll say bona fide.
I think there's a nugget of truth to it, but I'm going to say bogus.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Sony used different names in different countries. In the U.S., it was called the Soundabout. In the U.K., it was called the Stowaway. And in Australia, the Freestyle. They eventually went with Walkman in 1980, and they sold 200 million worldwide.
Oh, yeah. I wish I still had mine.
Yeah, me too.
I won one in a contest. I drew
you
a picture,
did?
And I won a Walkman. It was my most prized possession for a long time. I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
This moment brought to you. Never mind. up next, bonafide or bogus, the Instant Pot was invented in Canada.
Ooh.
Real hot gift lately, the Instant Pot.
Oh, yeah. I have one on my list this year, the lid that changes it into an air fryer.
Ooh.
Two gadgets in one. I'm going to say bonafide for the Canada.
I'll say bogus.
Bogus.
Bonafide.
Bonafide.
They've been a hot gift the last few years, the Instant Pot, but they've been around for a decade. The guy who invented them drove around Canada trying to get stores to stock them. But they weren't a hit until he decided to try selling them on Amazon.
Wow. Oh.
Don't give up, kids. And finally, bonafide or bogus, the first portable transistor radio was recently named the 7th most important gadget ever by Time Magazine.
I'm gonna say...
I'll agree. I'll say bonafide.
Yeah, bonafide.
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 The Regency TR1. Remember that?
Nope.
It was a hot Christmas gift back in 1954. In 2016, Time ranked it as the seventh most important gadget of all time. Number one most important gadget of all time?
Personal computer?
No, close.
The light bulb?
iPhone.
The original iPhone. That's right. We're all smarter now. That is Bonafide or Bogus.
And that's a...
Like you did on me. Sports Chatter! Watched my Missouri Tigers over the weekend, and anyone who was tuning in to watch the Tigers beat up on Vanderbilt saw a little bit of history because Sarah Fuller, a student at Vanderbilt, a female, did a kickoff for Vanderbilt. The first female to play in a Power 5 conference football game.
What's a Power 5?
Like one of the major conferences, so like SEC,
ACC,
because other women have played in like for like Kent State and New Mexico and whatever, but this is the real
deal.
There
we go. We just lost all our Kent State listeners.
No, I'm just they're just not. It's not a Power Five.
Got it.
A Power Five team.
Okay,
this was a big deal. So I was really interested. Like, has she always been on the team? What exactly was the deal? And I found out that she just joined the team this week. She's the goalie for the Vanderbilt soccer team, the team that just won. I don't know if they won the whole college championship or the SEC tournament or something. And I was like, well, what is that? Just did they just kind of do it for the heck of it, or what was going on?
They need a kicker.
They need a kicker because of coronavirus stuff.
They didn't have any kickers available.
Wow. Okay.
So she was a goalie on the team that, again, I think just a week ago, they won like the SEC tournament, all this stuff. And then she joined the team and was ready to go and ended up doing she kicked off to start the second half. It was what's called a squib kick. So a lot of people giving her heat because it wasn't like your typical, like, all right, boom that thing out. But it was intentional, this little squib kick thing, because they don't need one of those Mizzou guys running it back. Sorry, go ahead, Lance.
I was just going to say that was the only opportunity she had to kick because Vanderbilt is so bad. The furthest they got was to the Missouri 46. They never scored a touchdown, so she didn't have a chance for a point after touchdown. They never got close within field goal range. That was her only opportunity to kick.
Because she would have been the field goal kicker had they had an opportunity, right?
Yeah, but they... Well,
it was 40-0? Was it 40-0?
Man, the final score was...
It was even more than that. I don't have it in front of me, but
it wasn't pretty.
Vanderbilt is not good. They have not won a game all year.
Sorry, 41-0.
41-0. So they beat them. They beat them pretty good. But yeah, it was kind of a cool thing to see. And so she's gonna. They say she's gonna stick with the team as long as they'll have her. We'll see what happens when coronavirus testing gets back. She also gave the team a big pep talk at halftime. They said it. It apparently wasn't a very good pep talk.
And then the head coach got fired on Sunday. Yeah.
Wow.
The guy who started the first female in a Power 5, and he got fired the next day.
Wow.
I think that had more to do with the score and less to do with her playing. But she made history. Some pretty cool articles if you read her whole story and like just what she overcame even on the soccer field to come over there. And it was a cool thing to see. And Tigers got the win, and that's the most important thing.
Sports Chatter!
KYKY and HD1 say...
It's 8:04. It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convy. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the bourbon and barbecue at Salt and Smoke. SaltandSmokeBBQ.com. Can drinking hot chocolate make you smarter? They say that they can. That it can. University of Birmingham in England, so you know it's legit. They say because some of the molecules in cocoa called flavonoids. Yeah, that sounds messed up. Made up. Hang on. Flavanols. Let's start Foodstuffs over. It's 8:05. It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convy. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke, saltandsmokestl.com. Guys, over in England, they say drinking hot chocolate can make you smarter.
I just made a cup to see if it's true.
I could use some. I don't know if you heard that last segment. These flavanol things, they make your brain work faster and more efficiently. But if your brain's already at peak performance, whether it's coffee, caffeine, whatever, but you're just going boom, 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 these things aren't going to help you. But if you're like a little slow, I don't know, it's going to do something for you. I had a hot chocolate little party. I mean, not a party. There weren't people there, but over the weekend, it was great. All right, let's start over. It's 8:05. It's time for foodstuffs.
Take three.
Yeah. I just bought some little mini marshmallows. I think after I went to the Garden Glow and they had that amazing, like, boozy hot chocolate, I've been in the mood for some hot chocolate.
Classic Jen.
What? Boozing it up?
Yep.
This is worth checking out at Y98.com. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's cold up there, right? This guy went out to his car early last week and found someone had stolen his back right tire. But they kept the car propped up when they took the tire, which, you know, we've seen that before, bricks, stuff like that. But they kept that back of the car propped up using a frozen turkey.
Oh, no.
So they took the tire, replaced it with a frozen turkey.
Do you really believe this, or do you think this guy did this just for viral fame?
I'm 50-50 on that. I guess that's a good... But if you're going to be like, this thing's going to go viral, wouldn't you come up with something more outrageous than just the turkey thing?
I don't know. We're talking about it.
Yeah. You win, turkey prankster. And finally, let's talk about your guys' Thanksgiving meals. Anything particularly good?
Mac and
White
cheese.
Castle on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's right, Lance. Let's talk about that. Whoa.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Thanksgiving Day, White Castle, was it planned? What was it? Let's talk about it.
Well, Thanksgiving was supposed to be, of course, on Thursday at my brother and sister-in-law's house, and they're probably listening this morning, so good morning, Robin and Ryan. My sister-in-law had some planned surgery and didn't recover as quickly as she had hoped, so she wasn't feeling too well by Wednesday. It's like, it's no pressure. We don't have to do this on Thursday. So we actually had Thanksgiving dinner last night. So on Thursday, as a substitute, we just hit the White Castle drive-thru. Me and number three, we ordered two number ones and enjoyed them in the parking lot.
Oh, that's awesome.
A number one for my number three.
Yeah.
That's right.
Possible new tradition there?
I think it should be.
You know, I used to, when my mom was alive, we would sometimes go to White Castle on Thanksgiving Day because it was one of the few places that was open.
I love that.
Yeah. It's sweet.
I'm thankful for that. Let's do that. Write that down. We'll do it next year. That is Foodstuffs. So if you missed anything, check out the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast, just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Foodstuffs!
He not only...
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
The Mandalorian has revealed Baby Yoda's name, and I don't think anybody likes it. Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Enjoy free enrollment on any membership level in November. So this is your chance to tune out for 30 seconds if you don't want to know what happened during Friday's episode of The Mandalorian. Rosario Dawson shows up. They travel to the planet Corvus to find Jedi Ahsoka Tano, played by Rosario. She can read.
Who once told me I had great eyes?
Rosario Dawson did, or Jedi Ahsoka Tano?
Worth mentioning. Rosario.
Okay. After Rosario read Baby Yoda's thoughts, she told his backstory and also revealed his real name.
Grogu and I can feel each other's thoughts.
Grogu?
Girl. Yes.
Episode was awesome. Rosario was awesome.
Michael Biehn was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really...
I love some of the cameos. It's really cool the way they do that.
I'm fine with the Grogu name. I mean, I don't know what we expected. It was going to be something weird like that. He wasn't going to be like, his name's Scott.
I also think it's close to Groot, and it makes me think of Baby Groot, who's super cute, too. So I'm fine. I'm fine with it. Some people are not having it, though.
No, I think it's good. It was cool just to see that character that we've seen in some of the animated Star Wars stuff, that she was there and real, and even hearing them mention Yoda. And it's the first time we've seen a Jedi in this whole series.
Yes.
You know, we're a season and a half into this thing, and this is the first Jedi. It's the first time we've seen a lightsaber, but That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I love The Mandalorian. I just want to make that very clear. And again, Rosario Dawson once told me. Okay.
But what did she say about your eyes?
Look at those eyes. Something like that, I think it was. Wow. It's okay. On videotape somewhere.
And of course, some sad Star Wars news, which we had earlier this morning. David Prowse, the English actor who played Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy, died at the age of 85. Here's a little things you didn't know when it comes to David Prowse. When George Lucas first approached him, you know, because he was a bodybuilder before he became Darth Vader, he was given a choice between playing Vader or Chewbacca.
Hmm.
And he explained, you know, like Chewbacca, this furry thing. And David Prowse said, think back on all the movies you've ever seen where there are goodies and baddies. You always remember the baddie. And he chose Vader.
Cool.
He was just trying to say Wookiee and he said goodie.
Just after SNL canceled Morgan Wallen, remember that a couple months ago for partying without a mask at a college football game?
The country singer was supposed to be the musical guest, right?
Yeah. Broke their COVID-19 safety protocols. So like a couple days before he was supposed to appear on SNL, they pulled the plug and then they scrambled, ended up finding Jack White to replace him as a musical guest. It was right when Eddie Van Halen died. So Jack White used this blue guitar that Eddie Van Halen gifted him. It ended up being a great show. And Morgan Wallen was kicking himself. Well, he tweeted last week, let's try this again, because they've already invited him back to perform this Saturday. He will be the musical guest, Jason Bateman, the host of SNL this week.
Nice.
My fingers are crossed. He'll screw up again and we'll get Jack White again. That was awesome. And I could care less about this Morgan Wallen guy.
I know you could care less about George Clooney, too.
Not true. I like Clooney. Lance and I like Clooney.
All right. I think you're going to like this, though.
We have no problem with him.
All right. He did an interview with CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, and they talked about him cutting his hair during quarantine. And he said, I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years, and he uses a Flowbee. Do you remember the Flowbee invention?
Yes.
He said his hair is like straw and it's easy to cut. You can't make too many mistakes. And
what?
He said,
Clooney, that doesn't make any sense.
People are wondering if he's, you know, he's a big practical joker. And but part of me believes this. He said, years ago, I bought this thing called a Flowbee. I still have it. My haircuts take 2 minutes. And they asked if the haircut he had during this interview was a Flowbee haircut. And he said, yes.
Who's buying it? Who's not? Lance.
I could go either way, but I'm gonna say he's telling the truth.
Jen.
I want to believe it. I want to believe it so badly. If you don't know what the Flowbee is, it's like a vacuum. It sucks your hair up into this tube, and then it cuts it.
Kevin, are you buying it?
I'm buying it. I saw the interview. It's, you know, I mean, his hair is very easy to cut, so I could
believe
it.
That literally doesn't make any sense.
I believe the Flowbee.
I'm not buying it. I say there's no way a mall allows it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Amal, his wife.
Amal is not spending her time with a man who cuts his own hair with a Flowbee.
I don't know. I don't think she cares.
She cares.
He's cutting their twins' hair, too.
That's fine. That's different.
Flowbee family.
I know. They are a Flowbee family.
The first family of Flowbees.
Right.
There you go.
Guess who's getting a Flowbee for Christmas?
With all that time he was saving, I wish he'd go make a hit, because he could use one.
Wow.
Like I said. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand has traffic up next.
Harry Styles on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance, and I'm Kevin, and now time for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, November 30th. Happy birthday to Mark Twain. He'd have been like 165 today, if not a little bit older.
Hannibal,
Missouri's own, that's right. Boyhood home of one.
The first stand-up comic, they say.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. Yeah. So if you haven't been to Mark Twain Cave or Mark Twain Lake...
Mark Twain Cave.
Yes, that's where they reenact the scene from Tom Sawyer, Becky, and, you know, Tom in the cave with Injun Joe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Yeah. So Grew up in Hannibal. You have to read the book. You have to read Tom Sawyer. It's part of the...
And he really was a stand-up comic because he did tour. He did tour around the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So stayed in comedy condos and...
Did he play at the Chuckle Hut?
Worked on his podcast. Right.
Well, speaking of comedians, here's a comedian who's become a very good actor. How old is Ben Stiller?
I had my sweat glands removed. Any sweating you see me do is through a surrogate.
Stiller. 50. Sorry, go ahead.
55.
55 is correct.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, here's a two for birthday. It's Chrissy Teigen's birthday.
Ooh.
And also Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory and now the new,
The Flight Attendant.
The Flight Attendant.
On HBO Max.
Yeah, that's supposed to be good.
They both are the same age. How old are Chrissy Teigen and Kaylee Cuoco?
All this time I've been doing nothing but sit around and miss that guy. And you know what the worst part is?
That you're having to process your emotional pain without vodka?
No. Yeah.
It's the only funny thing I've ever heard from Big Bang Theory. It's actually kind of funny. 35
is correct.
Oh, nice. Oh.
All right, see if you can go 3 for 3. How old is Mr. Billy Idol? In the midnight hour, she come home on the floor. With
the rebel yell, she come home on the floor. I wore my Billy Idol t-shirt to play pickleball on Saturday, and when I got in the car to go and turned on the radio, Billy Idol was playing.
What?
I know.
Did you win your game?
When you got to the pickleball court, was he your opponent?
No, that would have been awesome.
Did
and
you
I
win,
know
though?
You guys are like, why were they playing Billy Idol on Y98? I don't know. They just were.
Friday free for all.
Yeah.
Did you win your pickleball game?
I won some and lost some.
Okay.
You know how it is.
I wasn't sure if like the Billy Idol meant that your game was preordained.
No. I can't get enough pickleball though.
I know.
More.
You go first. Let's see if you can do it 3 times in a row.
I don't know if I can. 61.
He's a little older. 65.
65 is correct.
Yeah. I should have gone with the fives.
Yeah, the fives.
Idol is older than my parents?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to check.
He was around in the late 70s. I mean, he wasn't a star yet, but he was around.
You guys are right. I really blew it on that one. I should have stuck with the fives.
Yep.
And we'll end with one of our favorites. He's Saul from Homeland, but better known as Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride. How old is Mandy Patinkin?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
And, okay, sidebar. Unlike Stinky What's-His-Face.
Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn, who wouldn't say inconceivable to us, when we interviewed Mandy Patinkin, he absolutely did Inigo Montoya and was like excited to do it. Just a delight.
I always remember him as doing a commercial for some medication where he used to always say, it lowers blah, blah, blah by 52%. That's about half. It's like, yeah, actually more than.
He's relatable as a thing.
Yeah. Patinkin.
68
is correct.
Yes!
Inconceivable.
It's great. I didn't even have to try this week.
Yeah, right.
I want to say this on air so that people remember, if I die in some sort of freak accident, my headphones are shocking me every time I move. So if I just die on air and people are like, was it Kevin? It wasn't Kevin. There's something electrical going on in here. So again.
And it's clearly giving you birthday superpowers.
Yes.
Yeah. So don't
fix
it.
I don't know. That's a lame origin story, but it is freaking me out a little bit.
Could make you millions.
Right.
I love these headphones too. I'm not ready to say goodbye to them. Well, enough about me and getting electrocuted. I'm a sucker for you.
I'm a sucker for you. We've been talking holiday decorations. They actually make you happier. People who decorate for Christmas earlier tend to be happier, according to science. It's a wake up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
I agree with that. You know, I mean, I started doing a thing to where taking the, you know, week of Thanksgiving off, and that weekend before Thanksgiving now is when we put up our Christmas tree. And, right. You know, I mean, you're like, because you're like, okay, what's another week? I know you're combining the double holidays there, but still, it does. You feel good. You know, you turn on some Christmas music, you pull out the Christmas DVDs. It does make you feel a little more festive.
Yeah, I think especially this year, it's been such a tough year. I was motivated to put up stuff even earlier than I normally do. So we bought our Christmas tree, yeah, the weekend before Thanksgiving, and then just kind of took our time over the Thanksgiving weekend to decorate. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about my ugly Christmas inflatables in my yard.
It's up on Instagram. At the Wake Up Y98, it is up there. And positive so far. It hasn't been up for, it's only been up for a few minutes. You have, I can count in this picture. Do you know how many you have? Do you know the number?
Yeah, because each outlet has three plugs. So we have 9 inflatables in our yard.
Wow.
Not a big front yard either. It takes up all the real estate. We're not sure how the mail person is going to get to the mailbox at the house.
And some are just floating in the moat in front.
You can see from this picture that I have a tiny yard and no sidewalk, nothing fancy, but these inflatables are something. It started years ago with, did we get our Christmas tree? We got an inflatable Christmas tree. And then going around town was the Secret Santa. There's a 10-foot inflatable Santa that travels around the city of Glendale. And it may end up in your yard.
Really?
So it ended up in our yard one year. The kids loved it. And what you have to do is, like, it shows up in your yard one morning. You wake up and it's there. And then you have to move it to somebody else's yard the next day.
What if you don't?
Well, then Santa knows and sees all.
And then you add another inflatable like Jen.
Yeah. So after that, then I needed a Santa. So then we got, I found a Santa riding a sleigh with a reindeer, and Santa moves. He moves his head and he waves to people. And then from that, all my friends thought it was hilarious. So just all these random inflatables start showing up in our yard. Someone brought us an Olaf. Someone brought us one of Santa going down the chimney with his butt on fire. Just
my least favorite, for the record. Yeah. There's a snow globe one, it looks like.
Yes. So that was the only other one that I believe I've purchased. It's very hard to find a snow globe. They don't make the big giant ones anymore. I mean, I tried for years to find one, but this is a smaller globe and there's a disco ball inside. So it's a disco ball Santa.
Have you guys blown any circuits?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll see. This is our neighbors gave us 2 last year. Ryan bought one after Christmas. I found a polar bear. So we've like doubled our doubled the number of inflatables.
That's impressive.
My Christmas wish this year is that our street would get in the holiday spirit, which everyone thinks my house is tacky. But if we could all do a little something in our front yards, we could have like Candy Cane West, you know, Candy Cane Lane right by Ted Drew's is famous for everybody on that street decorating their front yard for Christmas. And I think if our neighbors could do it, we could like spread a little cheer.
Get on Instagram. Tell us what you think. At the Wake Up 198. People, I mean, it's bad. I'm looking for some opinions here.
Yeah, and maybe if Jen likes your comment, you can win one of her inflatables.
No, we're not giving any of them away.
Can you create like a scene out of them or something? Like create some drama? They're just laid out there like, here we are.
If you want to produce the front yard, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I got some ideas. I'll be in touch. At the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.